Well, it seems every day there's more about the Coffs Harbour bypass, and to chat further with us about it is the federal candidate for Labor for Cowper in the upcoming election, Andrew Woodward. Andrew, good morning.
And good day, Michael. How are you?
Good, mate. Look, this is the first time that we've actually spoken before, and it's good to chat. I guess one of the biggest topics that everyone's talking about at the moment is the bypass.
Yeah, Michael, look, the bypass is a good thing. There is no argument that we need a bypass of the Coffs Harbour CBD. That's been agreed to by this community for 20 years. It's just a case of what sort of bypass we're going to get. And unfortunately, the one that we got this week, last Monday, as a matter of fact, is a second-rate bypass. And we think that the government should go back to the drawing board and come up with something with three tunnels in it rather than three cuttings.
Is your biggest concern that you have and what you're hearing about is the tunnels rather than the route?
From my perspective and everyone I talk to, there is no issue with the route. The problem is that they've tried to do some financial changes to this, and they've taken out two or three tunnels, depending on what you're looking at. And it was only 2 years ago, in September 2016, that they said there was going to be three potential tunnels. And then 2 years on, they've completely disappeared. And what they haven't told you, Michael, is that the number of people who are going to have to get noise works done to their house under the original model to make their homes bearable to live in was going to be about 120 people. Under the new proposal, without the tunnels and the trenches that they're putting in, that number goes up to about 900 houses or close to 1,000 houses. So that means we're going to have several thousand people in West Coffs Harbour and the Bowambi Valley. They're going to be basically prisoners of their own home. And I think that's an absolute disaster.
We've had people who have spoken to us that live down around Worrell Creek and where that, that new stretch is there, saying that they live within sort of 100 metres or so of the road there. They've got double glazed and they hear the trains, they hear the traffic, but it's really not that loud. Why is there going to be that difference, do you think, between, say, there and this one?
You make a very good point there. And the thing is, Michael, that a lot of people have moved from outside of Sydney or Melbourne or Canberra or Brisbane to the Coffs Coast. And you want to come here and be able to have the doors and windows open, and you want to be able to come here and sit on your balcony and have a barbecue, and you want to be able to sit down by the pool in your backyard and have a nice, peaceful, tranquil life. You don't want to have to be imprisoned inside your own house. And sure, the double glazing does do a pretty good job, and we're good in this country at doing it. But the thing is, why should I be made to sit inside my house when I really should have the right to be able to sit outside on the balcony by the pool or in the yard and enjoy myself? I just think that stinks.
My understanding is that the route where the bypass now is going to go was actually a route that was put together by Labor in 2004. And at that time, I mean, look, we're at 2018 now, but at that time, a lot of those houses weren't actually there. I mean, a lot of that responsibility, I guess, has to come back to on council of, when they knew that was going to be the route, why did they approve those DAs? And did these people know, hey, there's going to be a road there at one point?
Yeah, look, I don't have any kind of problem with people setting up near the or having houses or anything like that near the route. And yes, the route has been there for well over a decade, nearly two decades now, and there's no argument about that. I don't think there's an issue or an argument here about the route of the bypass. I think the issue is that up until last Monday. People thought they were going to get two or three tunnels because that's what the RMS and federal government and state government map showed, that we were going to get potential tunnels without much noise. So if you made a decision to live near, where these tunnels were going to be, it was by the way, and you accepted that there would be tunnels there and that would entrap a lot of the noise. But now, as of last Monday, they've pulled those tunnels and now we've got a situation where we're going to have these big trenches. And let me give you an idea of the size of some of these trenches. One of them is going to be something like five football fields long and one football field deep. I mean, that's the size of a crew. I mean, it's remarkable. And then they say, oh, well, you know, we're going to turn it into a tunnel with a land bridge. I mean, that's absolute rubbish. A land bridge is only going to be about 80 metres. I mean, this is a dreadful scar on our society, and the noise will just ricochet out of there in an amphitheatre. And I think if you're going to be living on anywhere between the mountain range and the Pacific Highway and Coffs Harbour, you're going to be subject to noise 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We've got two elections coming up, a state election in March, a federal election that could be, well, anywhere before probably July next year. Labor's commitment. What's the commitment from Labor on the bypass funding?
Sure. Okay, so we're committed to the bypass funding as it now stands, which is at $1.2 billion. And yeah, and that's the commitment from us at this time.
And what about three tunnels? Labor committed to that as well?
Well, any decision on tunnels is something that isn't a question for the moment. What the government should be doing is sending the RMS back to the drawing board and saying, guys, not good enough. We want a design with three tunnels in there for that $1.2 billion price tag. And Michael, the RMS can do that. They've made a choice to do some other extravagant things in this project, which have cost the tunnels, right? So Melinda Pavey, Andrew Fraser, Luke Hartsuyker, Michael McCormack should tell RMS to go back to the drawing board and say, give us the bypass on this route, but with three tunnels for that price tag. They can do that.
2020, obviously, is when they're saying basically with all the work.
Yep.
Like I said, there's an election next March. Yep. If it's still up to that point, Labor will go back to RMS then and say, if they were to get government and say, we want three tunnels.
Absolutely. That is what we need to happen now. So, Michael, what we have to do, we have to go through a process at the moment, right? We need to get the community to put in its submissions by the last week in October. We need the community to go along to the three information sessions. We had the first one yesterday. We need the community to go along to the two remaining ones. They need to get a submission into the public consultation. Then we need to see the EIS when it's due to come out later in the year. Then we need to see the government's response after the EIS. And then we need to see what's in the final business case, which the government is due to put to the federal government in June next year. Remember, this hasn't been signed off by Canberra yet, and that's due to come in June 19. And hopefully by then, the government, the state government will, and the federal government will come to their senses and have a bypass with three tunnels in it.
Andrew, great to chat, mate, and no doubt we'll talk again soon.
Have a good weekend.
The federal Labor candidate for Cowper, Andrew Woodward, this morning, and his concerns on the Coffs Harbour bypass designs. Of course, those information sessions, again, October 13 and October 18, all the details on our website at triplem.com.au.